The president and ZANU-PF are the people who were sending the army and the police to come and victimize us from the year 2000 up to 2000 to 2008. See, you will see that for 2007 and 2008, they offer intimidation. These are the human rights abuses were at their height, 2007 and 2008. And many people were victimized. The people who were victimized are more than 3 million people were victimized here at this time.
As an organization, what does this day represent to you, and what are you advocating for?
Some aspects that we advocate for now. One is that I talked about the registration of the victims and documentation of the victims. One. Two, the compensation. Some people lost their property. They have to be compensated because their homes were destroyed. And then we go to rehabilitation. They must be rehabilitated again. Some were chased by the chiefs, the headmen, from their places because they were supporting the opposition. They were chased away. We advocate that these people must be returned to their places, and then this discrimination must end, because there is still this discrimination, this victimization is still there in the rural areas, particularly in the rural areas. It is still there. Compensation is such. Because if you look at a victim for the last 15 or 16 years, we have not been receiving any aid from the government in the form of fertilizers, in the form of food aid. These victims are not receiving all this aid from the government. If you look at what is the situation there in Zimbabwe, definitely it's hard for the victim now. For the last 15 years, you've not been receiving fertilizer, and the government was the only supplier of fertilizer and maize seed. But no one has been receiving this thing. There is no work. There are no jobs there in Zimbabwe. You see, that's our plight. We are struggling. We are starving. It's the government that is making us all this thing. So every victim must receive this money for every month